תפילת החברים. בורא יקר,
Bear of the friends, Dear Creator, accept our prayer from the connection of hearts as one man with one heart. Our hearts are burning with a desire to resemble you with love and joy, with one intention, to make you happy. And through our efforts, we ask you to be in the connection between us.
Hello,
we are reading from the writings of Rabash, article number one, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. One. You may find the study material on our website or the Arvut system. You can find the you can also ask questions live during the lesson. Anyone asking the lesson in the study hall is asked to hold the mic close to his mouth and ask the question loudly and clearly. Rav.
Well,
this article is well known, and it's very good, very nice. And also this phrase, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend and judge every person favorably. It is taken from Mishnah Avot, which is a very special source that we have. So let's read.
Writings of Rabash, Article 1, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. 1. In the Mishnah, Yeshua ben Parchia says, make for yourself a Rav, a great one or a teacher, and buy yourself a friend, and judge every person favorably. We see that there are three things here. 1. Make for yourself a Rav. 2. Buy yourself a friend. And 3. Judge every person favorably to the scale of merit. This means that besides making for himself a Rav, there is something more that he must do in relation to the collective. In other words, besides engaging in love a friend, it's not yet enough. Additionally, he should be considerate towards every person and judge them favorably. We must understand the difference in wording between make, buy, and favorably, or to the scale of merit. Making is a practical thing, meaning that there is no mind involved here, rather only action. In other words, even if one does not agree with the thing he wishes to do, but on the contrary, the mind makes him see that it is not a worthwhile deed. This is called doing, meaning sheer force with no brains, since it is against his reason. Accordingly, we should interpret in relation to the work that the fact that one needs to assume the kingdom of heaven is called an act. It is like putting the yoke on an ox, putting the burden on an ox, so it would plow the ground. And although the ox does not wish to take this work on itself, nonetheless, we force it. Similarly, with the kingdom of heaven, we should also force and enslave ourselves, because it is the Creator's commandment. without any rhyme or reason. This is so because man must accept the kingdom of heaven, not because the body feels that some benefit will come to it as a result, but rather in order to give contentment to the Creator. But how can the body agree to it? This is the reason why the work must be above reason. And this is called, make for yourself a Rav. Since there should be the kingdom of heaven, because he is great and ruling, as it is written in the Zohar, fear is the most important for man to fear the upper one, because he is great and ruling, the essence and the root of all the worlds, and all are of no consequence compared to him. Thus, one should fear the Creator, because he is great and rules over everything. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds expand, and his greatness is seen by his actions, and he rules over everything, because all the worlds that he created, both upper and lower, are regarded as nothing compared to him, for they add nothing to his essence. Therefore, the order of the work is for one to begin with, make for yourself a Rav, and take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above logic and above reason. This is called doing, meaning action only, despite the body's disapproval. Afterwards, buy yourself a friend. Buying is just as when a person wishes to buy something. He must let go of something that he already has acquired. He gives what he's had for some time, and in return, purchases a new object. It is similar with the work of God. For one to achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, which is equivalence of form, as in, as he is merciful, so you are merciful, he must concede many things that he has in order to buy bonding with the Creator. This is the meaning of buy yourself a friend. And before a person makes for himself a Rav, meaning the kingdom of heaven, how can he buy himself a friend, meaning to bond with the Rav? After all, he has no Rav yet. Rather, only after he has made for himself a Rav, is there a point in demanding that the body make concessions to buy the bonding that he wishes to give contentment to the Creator. Moreover, we should understand that he has the strength to observe, buy yourself a friend, to the same extent as the greatness of the Rav. This is so because he is willing to make concessions so as to bond with the Rav, to the very same extent that he feels the importance of the Rav. Since then he understands that obtaining Dvekut with the Creator is worth any effort. It turns out that if one sees that he cannot overcome the body, because he thinks that he is not strong enough and was born with a weak nature, it is not so. The reason is that he is not feeling the greatness of the Rav. In other words, he still does not have the importance of the kingdom of heaven. so he has no strength to overcome for something that is not very important. Rather, for an important thing, anyone can concede important things that he loves and receives what he needs. For example, if a person is very tired and goes to sleep at around 11 p.m., if he's awakened at 3 in the morning, of course he will say that he has no energy to get up to study, because he's very tired. And if he feels a little weak or has a slight temperature, the body will certainly have no power to rise at the time he is accustomed to rising. But if a person is very tired and feeling sick and goes to sleep at midnight, but is awakened at 1 in the morning and told, there is a fire in the yard and it's about to come into your room, so quickly get up and you'll save your life in return for the effort you are making. And then he will not make any excuses about being tired or mindless or sick. Rather, even if he is very sick, he will make every effort to save his life. Evidently, because he will obtain an important thing. The body has the energy to do what it can to get what he wants. Therefore, while working on Make for Yourself a Rav, a person believes that it is, for they are our lives and the lengths of our days. To the extent that he feels that this is his life, the body has enough strength to overcome all the obstacles, as written in the allegory of the fable. For this reason, in all of man's works, in studying or in praying, he should focus all his work on obtaining the greatness and the importance of the Rav. Much work and many prayers should be made on that alone. In the words of the Zohar, this is called raising the Shekhinah from the dust, which means raising the kingdom of heaven, which is lowered to the dust. In other words, one does not place an important thing on the ground, while something that is unimportant is tossed to the ground. And since the kingdom of heaven, called Shekhinah, is lowered to the very bottom, it is said in the books that before every spiritual action, one must praise to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. This means that we should pray that we will regard the kingdom of heaven as important, and that it will be worthwhile exerting for it and raising its importance. Now we can understand what we say in the Rosh Hashanah prayer. Give the glory of God to your people. This seems quite perplexing. How is it permitted to pray for honor? Our sages said, be very, very humble. So how can we pray for the Creator to give us glory? We should interpret that we pray that the Creator will give the glory of God to your people, since we have no glory of God, but the city of God is lowered to the very bottom. which is called Shechina in the dust. Also, we do not have the real importance in the matter of make for yourself a Rav. And so on Rosh Hashanah, the time when we take upon ourselves the kingdom of heaven, we ask of the Creator to give the glory of God to your people, for the people of Israel to feel the glory of the Creator. And then we will be able to keep the Torah and mitzvot, the commandments, in full. Hence we should say, give the glory of God to your people, meaning that He will give the glory of God to the people of Israel. This does not mean that He will give the glory of Israel to the people of Israel, but that the Creator will give the glory of God to the people of Israel. For this is all we need, to feel the importance and greatness of Dvekut with the Creator. That if we have this importance, then each person will be able to make efforts. And there will be no one in the world saying he has no strength to save his life, and so he wishes to remain dead. If he feels that life is a very important thing, because he can enjoy life. But if a person, God forbid, does not feel that life has meaning, many people choose to die. And this is so because no person can experience suffering in his life because it is against the purpose of creation. Since the purpose of creation was to do good to his creation, meaning that they would enjoy life. Hence, when one sees that he cannot be happy now, or at least later, he then commits suicide because he does not have the goal of life. It follows that all we lack is make for yourself a Rav, to sense the greatness of the Creator. And then everyone will be able to achieve the goal, which is to adhere to Him. And we should also interpret the words of Rabbi Yeshua ben Pachia, who say three things. One, make for yourself a Rav. Two, buy yourself a friend. Three, judge every person favorably in regards to love of friends. It would make sense to think that friendship relates to two people with equal skills and qualities, since they find it easy to communicate, and then they unite as one. And then they helped everyone his friend, like two people who make a partnership, and each invests equal energy, resources, and work. Then the profits too are divided equally among them. However, if one is superior to the other, meaning he invests more money or more expertise or more energy than the other, then the division of profits is unequal too. This is called one-third partnership or a one-quarter partnership. And thus, it is not considered a real partnership, because one is of higher status than the other. It turns out that real friendship, when each makes the necessary payment to buy his friend, is precisely when both are of equal status. And then both pay equally. It is like a corporeal business, where both of them give everything equally. Otherwise, there cannot be a real partnership. Hence, buy yourself a friend. Since there can be bonding, when each buys his friend, only when they are equal. But on the other hand, it is impossible to learn from one another if one does not see that his friend is greater than him. But if the other one is greater, he cannot be his friend. But his Rav, the teacher, while he is considered a student, at that time he could learn knowledge or virtues from him. This is why it is said, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Both have to exist. In other words, each should regard the other as a friend, and then there is room for buying. This means that each must pay with concessions to the other, like a father concedes his rest and works for his son and spends money on his son. And all is because of the love. However, there it is natural love, and the Creator gave natural love for raising children, so there would be persistence to the world. If, for instance, the father would raise children because it is a mitzvah, a commandment, his children would have food, clothing, and other things that are necessary for children, to the extent that a person is committed to keep all the mitzvot. At times, he would keep the mitzvot, and at times he would do only the very minimum, and his children could starve to death. This is why the Creator gave parents natural love for their children, so there would be persistence to the world. This is not so with love of friends. And here everyone must make great efforts by himself to create the love of friends in his heart. It is the same with and buy yourself a friend. Meaning once he understands, at least intellectually, that he needs help and he cannot do the holy work, then to the extent that he understands it is, that he understands it in his mind, he then begins to buy, meaning to make concessions for his friend's sake. This so because he understands that the work is primarily in bestowing upon the Creator. However, it is against his nature, because man is born with a desire to receive only for his own benefit. And hence we were given the cure by which to go from self-love to love of others. And by that he can arrive at the love of the Creator. Therefore, he can find a friend at his level. But afterwards, to make the friend a Rav, meaning for him to feel that his friend is at a higher degree, that is something that one cannot see. That his friend is like a Rav, and he is like a student. But if he does not regard his friend as a Rav, how will he ever learn from him? This is called make, meaning a mindless action. In other words, that he must accept, above reason, that his friend is greater than him. And this is called make, meaning acting above reason. Observe in the essay a speech in the completion of the Zohar. It is written, to receive the first condition, each student must feel as the smallest among all the friends. Then in that state, one can receive the appreciation of the exaltedness of the Great One. Thus, he is explicitly stating that each one should see himself as the smallest among the students. And yet, how can one see oneself as the smallest of the students? Here, only above reason is pertinent. This is called make for yourself a rav, meaning that each of them is considered a rav compared to him, and he is regarded merely as a student. This is great exertion, since there is a rule that the other's deficiencies are always visible, while his own faults are always hidden. And yet he must regard the other as being virtuous, and that it is worthwhile for him to accept what he says or does, to learn from the other's actions. But the body does not agree to it, to this, because whenever one must learn from another, meaning if he has high regard for the other commits him to labor, and the body revokes the views and actions of the other, because the body wants to rest, and thus it is better for it and more convenient to rule out his friend's views and actions, so he will not have to make an effort. This is why it is called make for yourself a rav. This means that for the friend to be a rav, you have to make it. In other words, it is not by reason, since the reason asserts otherwise, and sometimes even shows him the opposite, that he can be the rav and the other his student. This is why it is called make, meaning doing and not reasoning. 3. And judge every person favorably. After we said, buy yourself a friend, there remains the question, what about the rest of the people? For example, if a person chooses a few friends from his congregation and leaves the rest aside and is not bound with them, the question then is, how should he treat them? After all, they are not his friends. And why didn't he choose them? Clearly, we should say that he did not find virtues in them to make it worth his while to bond with them. Meaning, he does not appreciate them. Thus, how should he treat the rest of the people in his congregation? And the same applies to the rest of the people who are not from among the people of the congregation. How should he treat them? Rabbi Yoshua ben Parchia says about this, judge every person favorably. Judge every person to the scale of merit. Meaning one should judge everyone favorably. This means that the fact that he does not find merits in them is not their fault. Rather, it is not in his power to be able to see the merits of the general public. For this reason, he sees according to the qualities of his own soul. This is true according to his attainment, but not according to the truth. In other words, there is such a thing as truth in itself, regardless of the one who attains it. And there is truth that each attains according to his attainment, meaning that truth changes according to the ones who attains it, meaning it is subject to change according to the changing states in the ones who attains. But the actual truth did not change in its essence. This is why each person can attain the same thing differently. And therefore, regarding the public, it could be that the public is just fine, but he sees differently according to his own quality. This is why he says, and judge every person favorably, meaning he should judge all the others besides his friends favorably. They are all worthy in and of themselves, and he has no complaints whatsoever concerning their conduct. But for himself, meaning he cannot learn anything from them, no, because he has no equivalence of form with them.
Please, go ahead.
He writes in the article, make for yourself a Rav, and he explains that we need to take the friend to make them a Rav above reason, to make them great above reason. How do we do such an action, like something with our hands and legs we can do? It's possible, but to feel, how to do that emotionally, to feel the friend is greater.
Try to depict the friend that he is truly great. That he is truly great. And then through him you can receive from the Creator, of course, because the Creator manages the whole thing. So you can receive through him from the Creator and from all of the friends that the Creator will influence you, bestow upon you what we call the Torah, meaning the upper light, full of forces and opportunities and possibilities, so that by that you will be able to correct yourself. Highly recommended.
To succeed, to see this in my senses. So how do I convince myself, like in my mind?
Well, depict this to yourself, that the Creator rules the whole of reality, the entire world. He fills everything and surrounds everything. And of course, he watches over each and every person, and when he puts together the group, and who else has gathered us besides the Creator? There is none else besides him. So each one of us can learn from the friends the behavior, about the behavior of the Creator. What is it that he wants? What does he demand? And so on.
The only way I think such a thing can happen is that the 10 uplifts that same friend, that there's some spirit in the 10 that uplifts that friend, and then it's easier to see the friends as great.
Yes, of course, this is how it is. This is how we need to relate each one of us to the friends from the group, that each one is special.
Rav,
he writes that first of all, every person needs to
acquire the greatness of the Creator, and we know that our entire connection is through the friends. How does this work out, that I can acquire the, to purchase the greatness of the Creator without friends?
You can't even be impressed from the Creator, by the Creator, if you're not connected to the friends. This is a matter of from the love of people to the love of the Creator. This is how we reach it. The whole thing is that, first of all, we have to determine this between us, such relations where each one, with respect to the friends, will be as small, ready to serve them in any possible way for the sake of each and every friend.
Ken.
Yaakov, please.
Yaakov.
He
advises us that in order to buy a friend, you have to concede many things. What do we need to concede for the friends?
First of all, one has to concede himself, that I am not important for myself. And all of the importance, I attribute it only to the friends. The Creator fills everything. He manages everything. He does everything. However, to whom should I be connected? Who should I value and elevate and respect besides the Creator? Who is the source of everything? It is only the friends. The friends are that same system of connection between me and the Creator.
No.
If I don't have this connection, then I cannot emerge and reach contact with the Creator. I cannot reach contact with the Creator. Sorry, go ahead.
For one friend, I'm willing of myself to concede, let's say, 50 grams. And for a second friend, let's say, 100 grams, I'm willing to concede. What do we do with this?
What can I do about it? Well, this is how the Creator arranges the importance for you. What to do? To raise the importance of the entire society, your 10, let's say, but not the whole of humanity, but rather the 10, right? And try to support them, help them, do everything because you raised their greatness in your eyes.
He touches, like, calling it like a business, a partnership. So what, in the 10, that we want to see that each friend invests the same thing, not more, not less?
No, each one cannot invest the same. So first of all, each one invests as much as he can and in the way that he is capable of. And we understand that whatever each one gives, it's according to his nature, according to his character, according to how the Creator arranges for him all of his foundations. This is how he serves himself to the society, and this is how we need to accept it.
Good morning, dear Rav. It says, engaging in love of friends is not enough. So how do we understand here the love of friends? What should be done more concerning, let's say, this article? Let's say that according to the greatness and judging favorably, isn't this love of friends already? So what is needed extra here than love of friends.
In principle, we need to judge everyone favorably, each and every person, and to relate in this way to each and every one. And this is truly correct from that same assumption that the Creator manages everything. And there is nothing that we need to do except to bow down and diminish ourselves towards everyone. And then I can learn from everyone and receive from everyone or through everyone the influence of the Creator over me.
Mm-hmm. What forces do we need extra, Raf? Because it's already difficult to do it in your own 10. And if you need to do it to everybody, what is needed in this case?
Besides diminishing yourself towards the friends, I don't see anything else we need to do. No. Because through them you get the influence of the Creator, the true influence. Bit by bit, more and more it is revealed, and then the friends become as a system around you, and the Creator is the one who fills the system. And this is how you see the whole of reality.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rav.
Okay, so we have, whom did I say before? Ah, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, тут написано, что порядок в работе в свойстве выше знания, и это называется...
It's written here that the order of the work is an above reason, and it's called make for yourself a Rav. Because the kingdom of heaven is accepted because he is great and rules all. What does it mean, make for yourself a Rav, and how is that connected to the kingdom of heaven?
I'll speak in Russian. Imagine to yourself the upper governance that manages the entire world, and that you exist under it. And that's all. You have an opportunity to adapt yourself to this upper governance. That is, do not bend it according to your desire, but rather elevate yourself such that you will be ready, qualified to take upon yourself his desire.
Scrutinize the desire. How do we do this each time?
It means that you need to work only on connection among everyone. Only on connection among everyone. That is, all of your work should be only for that the whole world will see itself as a single structure.
That's called make for yourself a Rav?
This is called make for yourself a Rav, meaning when you take the Creator and you place him above yourself and all of his laws and his requests you take as your commitments, then yes, this is called make for yourself a Rav, that you exist below.
Good morning, dear Rav. Alma arzulu olarak doğan bir kişi dost sevgisi için kendinde nasıl bir uyanış sağlamalı?
What kind of awakening does a person who is born in the will to receive have to give in order to reach love of friends?
Adam צריך לתת.
A person must give
התעוררות לחיבור.
From himself, if possible, an awakening towards connection with the friends, with everyone who is with him in the group, in the ten. This is what he has to do, even if he doesn't know what for and why and what benefit would come of it. He still must accept it and do it. There are many people who come and they hear about it. Well, but what's the benefit from all of these efforts? So a person must realize that, yes, the benefit is there. By keeping the Creator's will. And as much as this will is higher, greater, more encompassing, he should try to understand it, to feel it. That's how it works. Okay.
Turki Faev.
Shalom Rav. We need to make a Rav from the friends, but this is a continuous struggle in the ten. Sometimes I make the friend the Rav, then hate towards him awaken and this breaks down. Then I have to make him Rav again. How to make a Rav from the friend in an infinite way?
This is impossible. You will have to work on that all the time until the end of correction. I don't know what happens in the end of correction and afterwards, but until the entire will to receive will be revealed as a will to bestow, and something which is completely foreign to you will be revealed as the force of love, and which is incorporated in you 100%. This work continues until we reach the quality of the Creator. As it says, return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. More questions? Maybe Turkey 5? They already asked. Okay.
Volga.
Darav, скажите, пожалуйста, вот сказано только о других людях судить на чашу заслуг. Почему не сказано то же самое о товарищах?
And said that only... I didn't understand the question.
It was said only about other people that you need to judge them favorably. Why doesn't it say so about the friends? Rather, about the friends, there's no need to even say it. Friends, it's obvious that you need to relate to them in such a way that when you enter the group, and you make a goal for yourself to reach the degree of the Creator, to attain the quality of the Creator, then there is nothing else for you to do besides to relate to the friends at least as you relate yourself. Okay?
שלום רב. אנחנו קראנו את הפסוק.
Hello, Rav. We read what it's written in this article. Give honor to your nation, to your people. Also, though in Psalms it's written to give honor to you.
I think,
as I understand it, the intention is the same thing, just in different ways of writing it. Give glory to your people.
Meaning, in which way should we relate to the Creator? What does it mean, glory?
Yes, on one hand, he says here, give glory to your people. And in Psalms, we see, give glory to you.
Ken.
Yes.
We,
in our existence, we want the Creator to free us of our desire so that we will be able to rule it and direct it correctly to the purpose of creation. And so we want that the Creator will reveal in us a desire to receive, so that in this entire will to receive that will be revealed, it will all be aimed towards the connection, connecting the whole of reality and connection between us, first of all. That's how we want to. Max 6.
Спасибо, учитель. Скажите, возможно ли вот такая работа внутри десятки, что я выбираю только часть товарищей?
Can there be such a work in the ten that I only choose part of the friends, to buy only part of the friends, and everyone else I judge to the scale of merit?
It doesn't matter. You can accept them this way or that way, your friends, but in the end, you will see that you need everyone. There is no such thing even as that there is a friend whose qualities are not necessary for establishing the general kli.
Kiev free.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот Рабаш тут пишет, что
Рабаш writes here.
Товарищи можно применить к людям, которые имеют, в общем, одинаковые. Одинаково вкладывают. Когда вкладывают по-разному, то вознаграждение.
Friends we can ascribe to people who invest equally, but those who don't invest equally, then the reward is unequal. Of course, we're talking about my inner perception, that everything's inside me and not really what's truly happening, but this is the picture as I attain it and I have to work with it. Is that correct?
Yeah, let's say so.
Yeah. Не должен заботиться о том, чтобы
so meaning, I don't need to worry for this, that each one will sit nicely in the lesson every day.
Правильно, то есть
я rather also if the present isn't present, it's my internal work.
А на том, как я воспринимаю товарищей, то есть несмотря на то, как
I focus not on the external things, but rather how I grasp the friends and how much they invest. And I need to reach a state where I see them all as equal, and then they're called friends?
I don't think so. I don't think that it is possible in such a way to reach justification and the glory of the work of the Creator.
Надо, в общем-то,
in principle,
пытаться сблизить всех со всеми,
you need to try to bring everyone closer to everyone,
желанию, сближении.
And as for myself, I need to subjugate myself to their general desire and to nearing them and to work on it.
Кроме как собрать.
We don't have any other work besides gathering the ten, so it is homogeneous.
Она была как один человек с одним сердцем, как сказано.
Such that it will be as one man with one heart, as it was said. In principle, this is what we need to do.
Позвольте вот маленький, ну на самом деле это большой такой нюанс и вообще это одна из возможно, самое важное.
The truth is, this is a pretty large nuance. Maybe the most important point in our work is that everyone should be learning together in the morning lesson, and then we're feeling we're in the same degree. In the meantime, we don't see this picture. Physically, it doesn't matter for what reasons, friends can't participate in the lessons every day, health, work. There are all sorts of reasons not to be together in the lesson. So we still don't have that. So is it up to me internally to see all of us as equal and to yearn and ask of this from the Creator?
I must aspire for that. I must try that this will happen, that everyone will physically be present in the lesson. Well, we exist, first of all, in the physical world, and then we rise from it. So if we won't have a physical connection, then we won't have any other kind of connection. Up to the highest degree. So that we have to keep this. We need to keep all of that.
Hola, Rab. ¿Cómo debemos trabajar con el honor cuando los amigos nos hacen sentir que somos más grandes que ellos?
Seba's asking, how can we work on honor or glory when the friends let us feel that we are greater than them?
У меня возникает другая гордость за то, что у меня такие великие товарищи.
Then another, I should have another kind of honor, of glory, for the fact that I have such great friends. And therefore I simply shift from one kind of pride, egoistic pride, for myself, to pride which is for the friends. Whom am I associated with? The group.
Вот так я вижу это.
This is how I look at it.
Unity free.
¿Puedo continuar? Una pregunta.
You ask another question.
Yes. ¿Cómo podemos sentir esa grandeza con amigos que participan?
How can we feel this greatness?
Tres meses o amigos que
if we have friends who participate, let's say, once every 3 months, or that they barely reach meetings of the 10, they won't turn on cameras. Friends who are not really that actively participating, they're more passive. How can we awaken greatness to see these friends as great? How can we buy them?
Я думаю, что нам надо все-таки быть терпеливыми.
We should nevertheless be patient.
И не отказываться от товарищей и самим не уходить.
And not give up on the friends. And we should not leave the connection with them, but rather gradually, bit by bit, like with children, you can't run away from it. This is your child, no matter how he is. You have to educate him, raise him, he's yours, you have to take care of him, etc. This is how it is with the friends also, even more than with your children. So
This is how we should connect with each other and check what is happening with everyone. And of course, we have to help each other.
Ну, в общем, тут ничего не сделаешь. Отказываться от
There is nothing you can do about it, really. We don't have the right to give up on the friends.
Unity free.
Шалом. Рав, ну вот мы говорим, что через товарищей нам Творец показывает пример.
We're talking about this, that the Creator is showing us an example through the friends.
Внешних людей Творец мне показывает, как не нужно делать.
Is it that the Creator is showing us how not to behave through the friend or the or other external people?
Он показывает через товарищей.
Of course, the Creator operates in this way. He shows you through the friends. What is it that I need to change within me? What is it that I have to do? What should I correct? What kinds of preferences, priorities I should have of one quality over other qualities? This is how we need to look at it. Look at our
Good
morning, Rav. Please tell us. Many times I hear when we gather, let's include the friends who are not with us in thought. Are we supposed to focus only on those who have gathered now and the rest will add on later, or to really always try to hold everyone together in our desires?
Надо пытаться присоединять всех к себе.
I should try to add everyone to myself into a single ten.
Чувствовать себя вместе.
And feel ourselves together. This is.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот вы как раз говорили, что нужно относиться к товарищам, к другам.
You spoke about this, that we need to relate to our friends as your close ones, as your children, to be patient with them. So I wanted to ask, what about my desire to awaken the friends? That on one hand, to give them greatness on the other hand, to give them inspiration on the other hand, to see them greatness greater than me.
Oh, this is how we need to operate. It's like parents towards the children. The children don't understand anything, they don't know anything. They could be foolish or small, but we love them and we try to value all of, to love all of their qualities.
Разве мы видим своих детей больше себя?
We see our children as greater than us?
Well, it turns out that they are greater than us, because if the child asks for something, then I operate according to how he asks. It means that he is greater than me. His desire is now managing me.
So he's greater than me in this?
Of course, in what else?
That's all clear now. Thank you so much.
Oland one.
Yes, Raf. To make yourself a Raf, make the friends really great and important. And so, what does it mean to let's say to make a bond, let's say, with this greatness, with this Raf? But it also is you have to fear, you know, the fear of the Creator, the fear of the greatness. So how can you bond with somebody who is very great?
Mamash, mamash gadol ze abure.
Truly, truly great, that's the Creator. So, if you're talking about some person, he cannot be truly, truly great. That's it. But as much as you work in reciprocity on connecting with the teacher, let's say, and you appreciate him more, accordingly you have the possibility to make additional ascents. And the Creator, in return for this work, he elevates you.
Mm-hmm. And how do you bond with... How do you really make a connection with somebody who is really great? Bonding with the Rav.
It's the same laws as with the Creator. There is nothing new here. And it's the same with the friend. Because also the friend, we don't know who it is, really. It all depends on our appreciation. If I appreciate every person as the greatest of the generation, then I'm in a society where they're all the greatest of the generation. And this is how I format myself. Okay.
Woman, well, Turkey 1.
Women, Turkey 1.
Selam Rav. Dost varken yaratıcıya nasıl özlem duyabilirim? Yaratıcıya özlem içindeysem dostu nasıl yücelerim?
How can I yearn for the Creator and for the friends, for the greatness of the friends? And at the same time also glorify the friends.
Why is there some sort of a competition here between the Creator and the friends? It could be that it just seems to me this way. With the help of the friends, inside of the friends, through the connection with them, I reach the Creator. I connect with him. He reveals himself precisely in the connection with the friends. The more the friends are greater, I can attain the greatest of the Creator. That the Creator is actually the result of the connection of the friends. Okay? So, what do we need to do next? Turkey 5.
Shalom, Rav. Rav, this danger of becoming corporeal friends scare me. And sometimes friends in my ten are scared of this as well. What actually distinguishes corporeal and spiritual friends in the ten? What to do for ensuring that we do not become corporeal friends?
Your goal. Why do you gather? Why do you help each other? What are you doing? According to that, you can say that the goal is this or that, and we're such and such. It is all measured according to the goal.
Woman, Ukraine.
Women, Ukraine.
А вот мы недавно изучали статью, в которой было, ну, вы все стоите здесь сегодня. И там было
сказано. Some time ago we learned an article. You stand here today before me, all of you.
And it says there, you're all equal in this, that you have no complaints towards one another. Here too, we can utilize this principle, but it's different.
Well, it turns out that there are such states where you can operate in this way. We can imagine to ourselves that we're like that, but in principle, we have to advance. And the advancement is built only on using lack of equivalence, lack of equality. This is what we correct. We correct it from this side, from the other side, this way, that way. We try to invert ourselves as much as possible in order to adapt ourselves to the 10. And then we are like a worm that is crawling forward.
כן, רב, כתוב אחד התנאים שלנו זה שכל חבר מחויב.
One of the conditions says here that every friend is obligated to feel himself the smallest among all the friends. The question is, what exactly is he the smallest at? In what sense?
Well, preferably in everything.
But
I don't understand like them. I don't feel like them. I cannot arrange any connection between us. I truly I'm not capable of what they are doing, and so on. Precisely according to how much we connect and advance, we feel ourselves more and more as lowly, despicable. This was clear with Moses, this quality. So, yes?
Раф, вопрос, почему недостаточно только величия Рава, а еще нужно видеть товарищей больше
себя? No, it's not enough greatness of the Rav. It's written here also that we have to see the friends truly greater than ourselves. Being, of course, that to see everyone equal, that too is an effort. Why is that not enough?
The thing is, we have to be as we are discussing now, not relative to something specific, but like an image, or it has to be like a circle, and only the connection in the group can give this to us. And we are the ones who wish to lower our heads relative to the desire of the. Future good state are the same.
How specifically through things that don't seem okay in friends, how can I respond correctly to this?
You can respond correctly by relating to them like to corrected people, loyal friends, servants of the Creator, who are connected to a 10.
We'll be reading select excerpts from the sources on the topic of the ruin as an opportunity for correction. We're going to start under the heading, The Breaking of the Vessels, excerpt number one.
Yes, let's read and ask questions. We'll be able to scrutinize the text and advance.
שבירת הכלים, עניין, תיקון, the breaking of the vessel, excerpt number one. באופן, the breaking of the vessels, the correction that comes through this preliminary breaking in the way that the breaking itself is a great correction, some interpreted that it is a corruption in order to correct. However, this phrasing is incorrect, for we should ask about these words, why should he spoil and then correct? Let him not spoil and he will not need to correct. However, the thing is that the whole point of the correction and the great benefit that the Creator contemplated in the beginning of creation would not have come to the world were it not through spoiling the vessels in this manner, and whose entire correction is in the matter of clarifying the matter from the beginning that they were never spoiled. Again, excerpt number one. The breaking of the vessels, the correction that comes through this preliminary breaking in the way that the breaking itself is a great correction. Some interpreted that it is a corruption in order to correct. However, this phrasing is incorrect, for we should ask about these words, why should he spoil and then correct? Let him not spoil, and he will not need to correct. However, the thing is that the whole point of the correction and the great benefit that the Creator contemplated in the beginning of creation would not have come to the world were it not through the spoiling the vessels in this manner, and whose entire correction is in the matter of clarifying the matter from the beginning that they were never.
Благодаря чему различается разбиение от просто неправильной связи?
How to differentiate between the shattering and a bad connection?
Shattering. The breaking.
Takes
place in a corrected vessel. A vessel that was corrected, and now a corruption has been revealed in it. It's possible that it existed in it prior to the breaking, but that's why it feels and is considered broken. There's no connection between its parts. There's no connection between its parts.
Moscow 4.
Примером такой же вопрос, почему, когда часть килим системы получает ради себя,
more or less the same question, why when parts of the vessels the system receives for itself, it's because of the shattering and not another reason.
There can be nothing else other than lack of connection between the vessels that need to be connected, and that is the reason for the breaking.
But it's the Creator, he built this.
It doesn't matter, he may have done it all intentionally, and now he adds the will to receive, and the vessels cannot maintain the connection between them with the growing will to receive.
Holland van.
What does it mean here that the breaking of the vessels itself is a great correction?
Again.
Why is this?
Yes, because it reveals to us that flaw that existed in the beginning, but we were not able to see it. But now that the flaw has become apparent, you can reveal it, you can correct it, come to the final correction. And this flaw, if had it not been revealed, we would not be able to reveal it. And besides that, it's a flaw, it's a kind of flaw that a person would never be able to recognize. We can't detect what exists in us above reason, and this flaw that exists in us, that is revealed, that we are in a shattering, that the shattering was a result of being suffering from this terrible flaw. We cannot correct, we cannot connect the will to receive and the will to bestow. And then we are perplexed. We are at a loss.
Tov, Ala,
you're up.
Ken, Florida.
Thank you, teacher.
What can we say that the shattering is when the border between reception and bestowal breaks, between those who are receiving and those who are bestowing?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
In other words, we feel that the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal share one goal. That is the inner reason for the shattering. Maybe again.
Shvira baruchaniyut.
Again, excerpt number two. Shvirat kli bagashmiyut. In spirituality, breaking is similar to breaking a vessel in corporeality. With a physical vessel, if it is broken and you pour into it some liquid, the liquid pours out. Likewise in spirituality. If a thought of will to receive for oneself enters the kli, the abundance pours out to the external ones.
Kedusha nikret leshem shamayim.
Meaning outside of Kedusha. Kedusha means for the Creator. Anything outside of the Creator is called Sitra Achra, namely the other side of Kedusha. This is why we say that Kedusha means to bestow, and Tum'ah, impurity, means to receive. For this reason, we who were born after the breaking desire only to receive. Therefore, we cannot be given abundance, for it will all certainly go to the side of the Sitra Achra.
Questions?
Yes,
we have here in the hall, and Turkey too.
Thank you so much, dear Rav. Yaratan yaratılışın kalplerini kırarak her bir parçaya kendi ruh parçasını...
Did the Creator put in a piece of his soul to each part when he broke the vessels of creation? And if so, how do we come to the deficiency of feeling that peace from him in us?
That's a good question.
and we'll learn about it later. Of course, during the shattering, sparks of light enter the broken vessels, meaning the parts of the Creator. And we need to correct these particles, these sparks. Not them, but the vessels in which they reside. And in this way we approach corrections.